The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
And it's hard to say that with 95 to 100 million Americans who are without the opportunity to labor for profit, for their families, for their lives, their existence, their homes, everything. They don't have jobs. And in this country, at this time, as we speak, right now, there are between 35 and 50 million illegal aliens from a number of different countries. Many of those illegal aliens are holding down jobs that those 95 to 100 million Americans should have under the Constitution of the United States of America and the way of life of the American people, our culture, our society, our way of doing business. Americans first. America first. Get those people out of here and give Americans the jobs that are rightfully theirs. This has got to end. It's got to stop. It cannot continue, or we will no longer exist. Look at Europe, a running sewer of rapist savages, Muslims, immigrants, whatever you want to call them. And notice how many of the pictures of these Syrian refugees in rafts, rubber rafts coming across the Mediterranean, are full of nothing but black heads. There are no Islamic peoples in there. They're all black Africans from Somalia, Sudan. The decision has been made to flood Europe with black sub-Saharan Africans, many who call themselves Islamic, many who say they follow Islam, many who say they follow Islam just to get the free ride. There are 1.1 billion people in Africa. Do you think that if they were to line up 10 abreast, I think the figure is actually 12, let's just say 10 abreast, and start marching, walking into Europe, do you know with a population base of 1.1 billion people, they would never stop coming? Let that settle in. 10 abreast, 1.1 billion, and they would never stop coming. Endless. Just, it's amazing to think about. That's what Hillary Clinton wants to do to this country. She wants to flood it with rape gangs. And don't tell me she doesn't. She knows goddamn well that that's exactly what's going on in Europe. She's not stupid. Neither is the I don't call him black. He's an Oreo. He's half and half. He's a mulatto. The so-called president of these formerly United States. The gay, Muslim, communist Barack Hussein Obama, whose father was not Barack Hussein Obama Sr. His father was Frank Marshall Davis, the communist. Well known, if you do your research, you folks all know that anyhow. Now, the big news today is that the extremely ill, if not dying, we're all dying, but she may be dying faster than she'd want, Hillary Clinton, for the first time, got a campaign plane. On that campaign airplane, which she took from New York to Cleveland, she had members of the press. Plane was big enough, it's leased. She's loaded with money. Now watch where I'm going to go with this. First of all, let me welcome my friend and your friend, Jordan Maxwell. Jordan is the guest for the first hour. I got a little bit more to do here, Jordan, but hello and thanks for being there.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I want to hear it because I'm totally with you. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here's the deal. She leased an airplane large enough to accommodate members of the traveling communist, liberal, leftist, socialist press corps that has been giving her a free pass since day one. So she took them all on the plane. There were some photo op pictures of her walking down the aisle saying, hello, hello. Okay, so she took the plane to Cleveland. When she got to Cleveland, what happened? She had a rally there, okay? And in the rally, she began to cough. A famous Hillary Rodham Clinton coughing attack, and she could not stop. She coughed and coughed, and it went on for about 4 minutes. Many of you have already heard the video. I'll play a little of it here if you're at all interested. But this woman is severely ill. There's something wrong. She's been coughing like this since about 2006. I think I've seen video going back that far. Something is wrong. It is related to a stroke, related to perhaps the concussion, perhaps incipient Alzheimer's. We don't know. Listen up. Yay, Cleveland, she says. Showing her teeth, waving to the crowd, and you know, everything's good. Everything's good but this video. See if I can get it to start again. But I'm not done. There's more here. Let me finish the story and I'll see if I can get this to play. She finished after 4 minutes in Cleveland. Terrible coughing. And I mean it. Bad. Let's see if it works this time.
Happy, happy Labor Day. When we were trying to figure out where we could be, we all said, let's go to Cleveland.
I'm sure you did.
And I want to thank Congresswoman Marsha Fudge for hosting us.
Well, go ahead and thank her. Oh. Uh-oh. This is.
I've been talking so.
No, you haven't, Hillary. You haven't been talking at all. You've been hiding for weeks.
Every time I think about Trump, I get allergic.
No, Hillary. Nice try. No cigar. This is a severe, debilitating cough, ladies and gentlemen. This is not just a tickle in your throat.
Boy, we have 63 days to go.
63, huh? You think you're going to make it? This is not normal. She is turned away. She can't even stand up and look at the audience. She's just dealing with this. Trying to. No, I have no compassion for her.
Thank you. Whoa!
Now she sounds, see if you hear stamina and strength in her voice. She sounds almost like someone who's in
the 90s. Well, you just heard the
90s.
Next vice president, didn't you? in addition to thanking Marcia Fudge, so thank your great Senator Sherrod Brown.
This is not normal, Jordan.
Also, excuse me. Also, two other great members of Congress, Tim Ryan and Joyce Beatty. And your mayor, thanks to Mayor Jackson. And I hope that Ohio will send Ted Strickland to the Senate. Now, behind me are some of the great labor leaders of our country. Randy Weingarten, Lee Saunders, Rich Trumka. I'm proud to be on the same stage with them because they're always fighting for working families. Now, once I get over my allergic reaction, let me say that we're here in part because we know how important this election is to Ohio.
Okay. It went on from there. Now, after the appearance at Cleveland, which was a catastrophe, and demonstrated once again that not only does this woman have an 18-wheeler full of felonies she's dragging around behind her, but she's got a trailer behind that full of severe health problems. Parkinson's? I don't know. Alzheimer's? I don't know. Dementia? That's what they say. Extreme carelessness? Forgetfulness? That's what they say. Deep vein thrombosis, twice. A clot in her brain, that's number three that we know about. We know she was seriously investigating Parkinson's medications that are basically an amphetamine. They bounce you up. They give you extra energy. All the woman wants to do is sleep. So, Jordan, they get everybody together and they go back and get on her plane. She's going to hold a press conference on the plane, the first one in 274 days. Guess what happens when she starts to hold her, quote, press conference in the aisle of an airliner? A second coughing attack caused the press conference to be canceled. Completely took her out of it. The same thing. She is extremely sick. No one will touch it. I even looked at Fox News. Not one damn word about her disastrous day. On the plane after the press conference episode when she vanished, they took her up front. No word was said by any of those reporters. Nobody reported about what happened in Cleveland. I mean, there are a few videos up and running, but if you look, I looked at Fox News on their homepage a half an hour ago, not one word about these coughing attacks. Nothing. I got this piece from WorldNet Daily. So the mainstream media, even Fox, is covering up for this wretched woman who apparently is reaping some kind of karmic reward now for her ill-gotten gain. And if I might say one other thing, Jordan, she has been off the campaign trail for at least two solid weeks. Maybe the last appearance, I think, might have been in Reno. What has she been doing? She has somehow had the strength to make a few appearances at her fat cat, ultra-rich friends' homes for fundraisers. $50,000 a plate, $10,000 a plate, whatever. She even had an event at a Rothschild private estate 2 days ago, I think. There were little children there, Jordan, and she agreed to take questions from the little children. They had questions. And she agreed to take questions from them if they paid her $2,500 per question. And I want to sum this up, and I think you can say, folks, you heard it first here. I think Hillary Clinton understands how sick she is. If you know anything about campaigns, you know that donations given to a candidate become their property. They aren't returned, they aren't refunded. I think Hillary Clinton, who does not need contributions 63 days from the election, is going around milking her rich friends for as much as she can because she knows she's probably not going to win. She wants that money. Does that make sense, Jordan?
Yep. Sounds like a lot of things I've seen lately, well, in my own life, in my own struggles.
Oh, yeah.
Stolen everything from me. They don't care what they do. They don't care what the law is. They don't care what the court says. They want the money, period.
She's milking her friends for money that's not needed, and I think it's because she knows she's probably going to lose, or she'll be discounted on the basis of her failing health, one or the other.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome back, my friend. Thanks for being here. Sorry,
no,
I there's a lot going on, and I just wanted to bring you up to date and everybody else.
No, I appreciate hearing it. I figured if you look at something for many, many years, eventually, when you get old, you finally have formulated some kind of a gut feeling about the things you've studied all your life. And I've got a gut feeling, I think I even mentioned it last time, but I think it bears mentioning again. I have, and I don't care one way or the other, but when I look at Hillary and what she's doing, I've got a gut feeling that she has made a deal a long time ago, way back a long time ago, maybe 20 years ago, whatever, to become president and to do something for her masters who own her. And they're going to use her because she's a woman, and everybody knows, well, we ought to have a woman president. So they picked the most criminal-minded woman in the country they could find to manipulate and control. But I think that she was probably approached by someone very high up. And by that, I don't mean, government. I mean somebody really powerful that's behind government. And somebody, made a deal with her. And she has to fulfill that deal. And it's the kind of a person that you don't come back and say, well, I got sick and I couldn't do it. No, you don't tell these kind of people, I got sick and I couldn't do it. These are not the kind of people at the top, the Illuminati masters. They kill nation, much less people. They'll kill the president right in front of you and nobody will go to jail. So you don't tell these people that you couldn't do what you said you were going to do. So I think she's made some kind of a deal with some very, very demonic, depraved, powerful, demonic people. And she has to be president. She has to be president. Why? She has something to do that she promised that she would do if she could be president, and that she could have all the money and all the power, that she would then sell out the country or sell out somebody or do something for the world masters, the unseen hidden masters of the world. And she made a deal with them. And now she had better come through. I don't give a damn if she's dead. They will stuff her like a lion and set her up in a chair and do a mimic mm-hmm. with her.
Mm-hmm.
But she will fulfill her deal. She's made a deal, and she better come across with it. And in order to do that, she has to be president. So my gut feeling is she has made a deal with somebody you don't want to know and you don't want to make a deal with. And when you do, you better come through. I don't give a damn if you're coughing 26 hours a day. You mm-hmm. better come through. And you better be president, because I'm going to put you in there even if you're dead. And you will do what we agree for you to do.
Yeah. I'm going to make a guess as to who one of those people might be. Lady Rothschild. And the reason I say that, and I learned from this video, it's right there in the second news block in headlines. It says, wow, watch. Proof, Hillary takes orders from Rothschilds. I want you to watch that video, please, if you get a chance. It's made by a reporter who was just fired by the Huffington Post.
Yep, yep. Well, I've seen that advertised, just never watched it yet. I will. But
yeah, let me say one thing. This guy was cut loose with no notice, no nothing. And he's an honorable guy. And he read some of the emails in that batch of, I don't know how many thousands there were. And the way she speaks and answers Lady Rothschild's emails is like a serf to a king. I'm not kidding you. You can almost hear her knees knocking the way she writes back. She writes, "What can I do to make amends? What can I do to..." I forget the expression. But you've got to watch that, ladies and gentlemen. It says, "Wow, watch," in caps. "Proof, Hillary takes orders from Rothschilds." That's one of them, Jordan. You're right. You're right.
Well, did you just say that she just visited the Rothschilds?
She was at the Rothschilds estate for a fundraiser.
I'll bet she was. They called her ass back there. You better get back here now.
That's right.
And I'll bet they had a lot of entertaining friends there.
Yeah, they
are. The people that eat human flesh and kill people, they were all there, and they told the sick, mentally disordered criminal, "You better get through with your coffin spell and get your ass out there. You made a deal."
Sounds like the mafia, doesn't it?
And not only that, but when you die, we're going to wait for you on the other side, and God help you. So get back out there, dimwit, and do what you made the deal for.
I think you're right. When you hear this fellow talk, he's doing a live, multiple simulcast video talking about these emails that apparently he was fired for reporting on. And when he quotes the one verbatim, and she's answering Lady Rothschild and basically begging for forgiveness for something, I can't remember what it was, she said, "How can I make amends?" or something like that. "What can I do to make it up?" And she was groveling. And this is while she was Secretary of State. Yeah. Representing America.
What did I just tell you? What did I just say?
You just nailed it.
I bet she's made a deal with somebody, and she better come through. And now she's sick and looking like she's not going to make it, and she knows, my God, I accepted certain things. I made a deal. And I was going to be president and pull off this deal, and now God is giving me a disease, and I'm dying with it, and I won't be president. So somebody better start thinking up something really cute to tell the Rothschilds. And you better go over there, get your worthless criminal ass over there, and you better talk some straight talk.
Yeah.
Because they made a deal, and you backing out on it. They don't give a damn if you're sick.
No.
It couldn't care less if you're sick. You could be worse than sick if you don't pull out the deal you made with us.
Yeah.
You got a hell of a big problem, not just sickness. You're going to be dead.
Well, this wretched, wretched excuse for a human being answered, little kids, right? You sit down with little kids, you talk to them, you let them ask questions. Not Hillary. You charge $2,500 per question to their families. She's extorting money on false pretenses. Yes, from children and adults. I say she's collecting as much money as she can. The lust that she and her rapist, sick SOB husband have for money is really unequaled in my life. I've never seen anything like it. Using the Department of State as a front to extort money, which is what she did from world leaders. She should be in prison. For multiple life sentences, anybody else would be. Anybody. Let me mention this. Phyllis Schlafly passed away today. A real icon, 92 years of age, has spent a lifetime trying to present her values, her ideas, and her tenets. She passed away. Her final article was just published by WorldNet Daily today, too. So, anyway, okay. Now, as far as these fundraisers go at the Rothschilds, you're right. Some of the people there, Cher was there, I forget, there were several other Hollywood types. It's just what a sickening thing it all is. It's just really, I've never seen anything like this. In your life, did you imagine we'd ever get to this point? This woman is dying. Not only that, but she is a mega felon, a criminal, an unindicted criminal. The FBI director, of course, is a fraud. He's really destroyed his reputation with this letting her skate. He's also, remember, he was Assistant U.S. Attorney General, and he's also on the board of directors of HSBC. The guy, Comey is a player. He's not some really principled FBI director. He's just another political hack appointment.
Oh, God, you could tell that by watching his testimony.
Yeah.
It's so bad, really.
Look, Trump will win the popular vote, but what will happen with the swing states which control the electors? I don't know. The Electoral College is where the ultimate fraud could occur. I just don't know what's going to happen. I do know that Donald Trump is winning converts every day. His performance in that Detroit church was really outstanding. And we have now video of the Reuters live feed video crew being told to cut the feed before the reverend there, or whatever he is, bishop, put a shawl, some religious significance, a shawl around Donald Trump's shoulders. They cut the feed. And the guy says, all right, cut it, cut it. And the other guy says, are you sure? Yeah, cut it. And so they cut. Never have we seen anything like this. Never has there been more proof that the mainstream media should never be trusted ever again. Ever.
No. There's nothing of any intrinsic value left in. When you were saying how sick, physically sick, she is, and mentally sick, I'm saying that the country is mimicking its leader. The country itself is as sick as she is. We're dying here. We're dying. The people are losing their homes. They're losing their jobs. They're losing their minds. The whole country is being destroyed. And there doesn't seem to be anything anyone can do about it. And I think it was very impressive to me to hear Newt Gingrich, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. It's still on the web. Where Newt Gingrich said he was asked about something about the presidency, and he said Donald Trump is not part of the secret society that runs America.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, wow,
that's a
what
big,
was that?
That's a knockout. That's a knockout statement. Rerun
it
that.
Is.
Yeah,
it's go on the web and look for. What's his name?
Newt Gingrich. We got to find
Gingrich.
If you can find that, send it to me. I'll have that part excised from the video, and we'll put it up as a separate video. That man,
that
he knows of which
important.
He speaks. That's fascinating.
Yeah, he said the mainstream media, mainstream political parties are scared to death because Donald Trump is not part of the secret society that runs this country. Period.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, that's a hell of a statement for the Speaker of the House to make.
Yeah, good for him. He's, of course, got dirty hands, but that was an honorable thing to do.
Yeah. No, I think so. I'll send it to you. I got it. I copied it down. I mean, I recorded it, so
right.
I got it.
Right.
I know me. I don't miss
Yeah. No.
And so there's so much going on, but again, I'm not political at all. I don't, you know, I really way down deep don't care because I'm more concerned with other things. But I'm not stupid, and I'm watching what's going on, and I understand the fall of the Roman Empire and what happened in the 5th century AD and all the horrible atrocities that happened when the empire collapsed and the influx of all the, what were called the
Mongols?
The Mongols, but the Mugyas. The Mugyas and the... We use the term mugs, and we got mugged and mugged.
Oh, see, now I didn't know this. This is very interesting. So that was the name of a group that overran Rome, so to speak.
That's right. They were called the Mugyas.
How interesting. That's where
the
that
Mugyas.
Came from, mug.
Yeah, And it was also the Muggiers and the Vandals. The Vandals and the Muggiers. And today we use the word Vandals and Muggers. No, Vandals and the Muggiers were a large group of people that were like a gang, but they were huge, a nation filled. And they just poured into Rome. And history calls them the Muggiers and the Vandals. And today we say Muggers and Vandals. No, it's bigger than you think.
Oh, that's fascinating. That's another golden nugget from Jordan Maxwell. Wow. You got so many of them.
There's so much that's out there that is absolutely in your face. The only regret I have is that at my age, I can only do so much per day. There's only one of me, but I have terabytes. That's 1,000 gig. I have at least 12 terabytes of documents and pictures and all kinds of research material that some of it would just burn your hair reading it. And it's taken me years to find it. And I've got all kinds
53 years or 54 years.
In fact, 56 years. I started in 59.
Wow.
I was talking about secret societies on the day that John Kennedy was assassinated in November of 63. I was on my way downtown to East Los Angeles to address an audience about secret societies and world religion. And well, on the way down, we heard on the radio that John Kennedy had been assassinated. That's how far back I go looking at the general subject of the secret orders operating behind world scenes of religion, government, finance, institutions, insurance companies. All of these big corporations have secret societies and fraternal orders operating behind the scenes. And nobody even knows that, the connection between the insurance companies and the police department. Never heard anything about that. The insurance companies are directly connected to the police department. And that the sheriff's department directly connected to international banking. There's a whole entire world of occult or hidden knowledge and connections that will blow your mind. And I've been looking at this for 56 years, and I'm just too old and tired to do what needs to be done. I have so many things that need to be done, so many videos that need to be put out there, because I'm telling you, the story is so overwhelming. It's just, once you start seeing it and unrolling, you're like pulling a thread from a sweater. The more you pull, the more it unravels, and the more you begin to see, and the deeper you go, until finally it's just a mind trip, understanding how far back this stuff really goes, with the 14th Amendment, insurance companies behind the police department, and this is why you get tickets, and that's why when you go to Sears and you buy something, you're going to get a ticket, and you're going to be expected to pay the ticket, so you got to pay your dues, and you got to pay your debt to society. All of this is maritime admiralty law. All of this is all a scheme, maritime scheme, the law of the sea, the law of money. That's why the Pope sits in the Holy See. I mean, it's an incredible story, and as an old man, I'd like to sit down in front of an audience for 8 hours and just begin to open up the dark secrets of the world of humanity that you've never heard before. But
well,
I'm
maybe
too old,
maybe
and
you
I'm
should
too
no,
tired.
Maybe you should arrange an 8 hour, 6 hour. That's plenty. Jordan Maxwell, a day with Jordan Maxwell. I don't think there'd be any difficulty filling the room. You're in the L.A. area.
Of course, yeah, but the difficulty is they're keeping me alive. I'm so tired and old and wore out and burned out.
It takes your vital energy and drains it over time.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Anytime you're going to pursue knowledge that you are not meant to have, anytime you're going to pursue that kind of knowledge, you follow the lives and the experiences of noted journalists and writers who ended up, committing suicide and died, under mysterious circumstances, found in their home with three bullet holes in the back of their head and they committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
When you begin to see what it's going to take, if you want to delve into the demonic, if you want to delve into the demonic, the depraved, dark reality of the world you live in, you're going to pay a price. God help you. Because if the mob doesn't wipe you out, the government doesn't send you to prison, mm-hmm. somebody's going to whack you. Because this world is run by demonic depravity. And I'm telling you, only until you see it, and that's the problem with me too, 99% of what I do, you have to see, not hear. But once you see it with your own eyes,
oh, yeah.
the symbols and emblems that were used
yeah.
by the Babylonians thousands yeah. of years ago are still used by the Democratic Party today. You know, and so, but once you see it and it finally begins to dawn on you, it finally begins to develop in your mind, oh, wow, this thing is 10,000 years old. This kind of bullshit's been going on for thousands of years.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
why the people, we talk about the Rothschilds and Rockefeller. No, this has been going on for a long damn time. A long time. And this is why United States is not united.
We formerly, I've been saying that, the formerly United States.
Yeah, the former United. Yeah. You can't be united when one half of a country is killing the other half. And so we call that the Civil War. And everybody knows our Civil War was very uncivil. It was murderous with bloodshed everywhere. Well, and when it's all over and everybody's finally like the Romans did many times, they killed so many people they just gave up and went home because they got tired of cutting people's heads off. And so the same thing with America. After the Civil War was over, the people were so tired of murdering and killing each other they just gave up and go home. And so when it was over, the United States was anything but united. You can't be united after one half the country has murdered the other half. And so they had to do something. So they formed a corporation because there is no United States of America. So they formed a corporation in 1871 called the United States Corporation. It's just a company, for God's sake. And so being a corporation, it has to have a president. So we got a president. He's not the president of America. He's the president of a country, of a company, like Exxon. Like Shell Oil, like Ford Motor Company. It's just a damn company. And he's the president of a corporation. So when you're going out to war and, you know, putting on your big military suit and saluting and all that bullshit, you're serving a corporation, a company, privately owned, incorporated in 1871. Wake up and do your homework. The entire Western civilization is a rape. The entire superstructure of our Western civilization has been raped and destroyed from the bottom up.
Well, they're trying now.
You know, it's just amazing how much we don't know.
They're trying now with Islam, which is not a true religion. It's a death cult.
Of course not.
It's watered down Zionism in a funny, weird way.
Yeah.
Look, this whole thing of bringing so-called refugees over here is simply bringing death to America. That's all it is. There's no other possible way to logically analyze it. Those people, in fact, in their own religion, if they try to leave their religion and swear allegiance, or assimilate into another culture, the penalty is death. Penalty is death. They will not step out of line. They know that they're going to pay the price.
Well,
look how they treat their women, for God's sakes, like cows.
I know, but what about Chicago during the 20s and 30s? Nobody's going to step up and challenge Al Capone.
Right. No, Ooh. That's right. That's right.
Try it. So.
Yeah. Nothing. You know, the big point here, and Jordan made the wonderful metaphor of pulling a thread on a sweater. Nothing, I know this is hard for a lot of people to understand. Now, I'm not saying that absolutely everything, because, no, but the big events, the directing events, the controlling events that we experience here as a nation state, nationally and internationally, well, nothing is left to chance. nothing, get this, nothing happens accidentally. It's rare. It's all planned. And go back to Operation Northwoods, go back to Mockingbird, and look at when they had crowed and trumpeted about their complete control of the American media in the 1950s. Where do you think it is now? Nothing is left to chance.
Nope. That's
and they did try to kill Donald Trump 5 weeks ago tomorrow. They tried to murder him in Trump Tower. I'm the only person to continue to mention that story. And it was debunked by Snopes, but we, thanks to Yoichi Shimatsu, finally debunked Snopes. It's a CIA operation. Yep. What better way to run the truth than to set yourself up as the final, so-called final arbiter of the truth and reality on the Internet? Snopes. No. Not true. Not true. They had their debunking up so fast, it was too fast, after they caught the assassin on the way up the... on the way to, and he was going to up the service elevator.
You know, I got one for you, too. Just not, and I got so many things that just blow my mind every day. When I get up, I can't believe what I'm seeing. But I remember a couple, 3 weeks after 9/11 happened, Robert De Niro came out. They finally got De Niro to do it, and he did a two-hour documentary on the 9/11. I don't know, two or three weeks after 9/11, whatever it was.
Yeah.
But De Niro is there, and it's a two-hour documentary on what happened at 9/11. And for 2 hours, they go all over the world talking to all these CIA experts, and it was the Bin Laden and this and that, and the Arabs. And then they go to China and talk with the other people there. And then they go to Israel and talk with the officials there. And it's, you know, this is a network class A documentary for 2 hours. You don't have to be an astronaut or have a high school education to understand. You don't put 2 hour top of the line class A television special with Robert De Niro and 3 weeks, for God's sake. Hell, it would take you 2 months to get all the contracts signed.
All true. Totally true.
Yeah, you don't even get the start for a month or two, because you're going to have to get all the movie stars, they got to sign contracts, you got to talk to their lawyers, you got to figure out how the storyboard's going to go, you got to put all that. So it tells me they started this whole damn thing two or maybe 3 years before 9/11, and De Niro was part of it.
Oh, he's a lefty player, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I've had enough of the bullshit.
Yeah, well, you know Hollywood, you know what's going on.
I've been here for 56 years. Yeah. I know all about Hollywood, and I know all about people who are money grubbing, who will sell their mother and their country out for a buck.
Oh, in a second. Yeah.
And especially in California, especially in Hollywood. And so that's why I say, you know, you cannot trust mainstream, period. You know, you get off the highway, get off the freeway, and take the back road, and take the old way. Go back to the old way we used to do it. Truth is the highest religion on the earth. All these other religions are just man-made corporations to manipulate and exploit the ignorant. It's just amazing to me how many people have bought into the system. And I still say I was born and raised into this system like everybody else. You know, I went to the same lousy schools and the lousy teachers that everybody else had, but I never ever gave up my individuality and my desire for myself to know. I don't give a damn what the teacher says or what the school says, because everybody in school, everybody around me were all a bunch of dopes and dimwits in trouble. And so I did horrible in school. I couldn't wait. It was like a prison to me. As soon as school was out, I went right to the library, and now I can do what I want to do. Now I can study what I want to study. Science, I can study government, commerce, how the world really works. And as I grew older in my teen years, going to universities and sitting there for days on end photocopying documents, mm-hmm. the connections between this guy's name and that guy's name.
You did it the hard way. You did it the hard way.
The whole time it was hard way.
Yeah.
But you know, what goes around comes around. So now at the final collapse of the Western civilization, I damn well know what's going on. I've been looking at this crap for over 55 years. I know exactly who these people are. I know exactly what the words mean. And when you begin to do that kind of research and it finally dawns on you, now your problem is going to be a cognitive dissonance because you've been trained to, you know, like Bertrand Russell said, you know, men are born ignorant. You have to go to school to become stupid. Yeah, and I love that quote. I got it on my website.
Bertrand Russell did something right. That's a great quote. I'll be damned.
He said, you're born ignorant, but in order to become stupid, you got to go to school.
That's hilarious. That's really funny.
So that's my feeling. I mean, I've been watching the entire Western civilization collapsing before my eyes, and I'm telling you, I know what's going on here. Let me tell you in 1 minute what it is. Some bodies, I don't think it's one person, but there's a group, somebody somewhere are so powerful, so awesome in power and money and control, I choose myself to believe they're not of this world, they're not human. But nonetheless, some bodies are so powerful that they can manipulate the most powerful governments in the world. And I don't know who they are, but my God, they are very powerful. And that is why today, around the world, national leaders are committing suicide with their countries.
Mm-hmm.
The German chancellor, she's deliberately putting Germany to death.
Oh, absolutely. She's a communist, a lesbian communist from East Germany who grew up under the whole aegis of communism. She's hated Germany. You know what's really fascinating, Jordan, and this is a horror of a fascination, but World War I was designed to destroy Germany and the German people. It didn't work. World War II was designed to destroy Germany and the German people. It had nothing to do with National Socialism.
No.
It's even in Winston Churchill's biography. He said that. They're still, after the war, killing Germans. From 1945 to 1953, approximately 8 million more Germans were killed. By whom? By Zionist hit squads, teams. They were killing the rest of patriotic Germany that survived the war, trying to. And now, to this day, what do we have? Zionist Germany that is still being destroyed. They're still trying to kill it off. And Merkel is the agent in charge. That's exactly right.
No doubts about it. And there's no way you can understand.
100 years to try to kill a people. They're that talented. They're that good, wholesome, brilliant, creative. What the German people have created under the worst possible circumstances in world history is astonishing.
Of course, of course. And this is why all Jewish America just loves to drive German-made cars, Mercedes and BMWs.
Yeah.
And we love to use the German technology because there is nobody on the earth that can come near German technology, German industry, period. You tear them down, and you tore down humanity.
Look what Adolf Hitler did in the Weimar and in the 30s. My God, that's why they put him on the cover of Time magazine 3 times. He took a wrecked and destroyed, rotting Germany that was being overrun by communist filth and Zionist filth in the 20s, and in the 30s, he created the most incredible economic miracle, probably in modern recorded history, with that country.
Yeah.
And they had to destroy them. Germany was walking away from the world technologically, culturally, you name it. And they had to be stopped.
I like what that one comedian said. And by God, we Americans went to the moon with good old American ingenuity, like Wernher von Braun.
You got a list of. You know how many scientists came over here under paperclip? Over 9,000. The American space program, NASA, was a German enterprise. run by Dr. Kurt Debus, who was the director of operations at Peenemünde during the war. The V-1, the V-2, the V-3, he did it all. He was the head of NASA for, I think it was almost 15 years, from like 1961 to 1973. Look it up, Dr. Kurt Debus, D-E-B-U-S. I got color pictures of him with John Kennedy at the Cape. So they're all Germans.
Yep. Well, that explains why NASA is what it is today. It's huge.
That's
enormous.
Right. That's right.
And the reason why is because it's German minds. And so, you know, I know, I see it all happening, but the American people could make a difference, but they have been so divided, you know, cowboys and Indians and blacks against whites and blacks against Mexican, Mexicans against Arab. Everybody's against each other. Why? It's because it's planned that way. It's absolutely planned to keep, it's called divide and conquer.
Yeah.
Divide the nation up into 15 little groups, and they're all called communities, like the gay community and the Hispanic community. Community.
Oh, it's all, yeah. There you go. There you
community.
Go.
Community. It's not, in other words, America is not our community. No, no, we're just a bunch of little communities fighting each other. And that's what you have to do if you're going to take over a nation, because you come at this country like it used to be, as one country, and nobody could deal with it. So that's why they're breaking us up and causing all this confusion, because out of chaos comes a new world order. We need to wake up and figure out who these politicians
are. Well, we're at
really
the final
are.
We're at the final crossroads, Jordan. We've got 63 days.
Bet on that. Yeah,
this is it. Okay, my friend, I'll talk to you soon. Let's get you on here in a week or so. I'd love to get your commentary as we roll into the home stretch. It's crazy
sure
out there.
Do. Let me throw in my quickie and say, if you want to, go to my website, jordanmaxwellshow.com. That's my website, jordanmaxwellshow.com.
Do not go to jordanmaxwell.com.
No.
jordanmaxwellshow.com. Please stop by and avail yourself of some of the brilliance that this man has given to us. Thank you, my friend. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, thank you. We'll talk later.
Okay, Jordan. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, there goes Mr. Maxwell. And it's really crazy out there. And I really do believe I stumbled onto this. I think Hillary is out there squeezing the sponge as much as she can to loot her rich friends, knowing that she probably won't make it. And all those millions, those tens of millions, will be essentially hers and Bill's. It's never returned. It goes in as donations, and what's donated is done. All right, we'll be right back.